does technology often play an optimistic role for all ages? When children speak to AI, does it still work? Speech recognition technology is based on adults' voices. So when designers ignore the speech difference between children and adults, we are left with a gap. A senior lecturer at the University of New South Wales is working to improve this gap in kids' speech recognition through a joint project named OzKidTalk for building the first Australian Children Voices database. We are joined now on the line by lecturer Dr. Beena Ahmed from the University of New South Wales. Good morning.
Good morning, Marlene. Good morning, everyone.
Thanks so much for joining us. So why does speech recognition technology, you know, like Siri or Google Assistant, for example, have trouble understanding kids?
Well, kids' voices sound different. I'm sure we can all recognize a kid's voice versus an adult's voice on the phone, even without having to look at them. And so AI is basically trained on data, and they have trained their systems using adult speech. They haven't shown those technology that is used in the algorithms, children's speech, and so therefore they just can't understand children's speech.
And it's really interesting that there has been this kind of gap between recognizing children's voices. Why hasn't there been a focus on closing this gap sooner?
Well, because most of the technology that has been developed in speech recognition is currently led by commercial companies. And commercial companies are all about making money. The predominant users of smartphones, of Siri and Google Assist, are adults. And so they are focused on coming up with tools that assist adults, not children. And so that's the primary reason. And the other thing is that each time we use Siri, each time we use Google Assistant, we are actually giving them our speech, with which they then improve the performance of their speech recognition system. So I don't know if you recall when Siri first came out, Australians had a hard time getting Siri to understand what they were saying.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so as more and more Australians started using it, Siri has become better. So the same thing, kids don't use smartphones, so they don't have access to children's speech to improve their performance.
Right, so they just need the access to be able to learn about it. Now, you're leading this amazing project called OzKidTalk. Can you tell us about it?
Well, we are primarily focused on trying to come up with tools that children can use, which require speech recognition. And so, as I just mentioned, there is really very limited tools that are able to perform with children. We need data. We need recordings of children talking, with which we can train AI for children's speech recognition tools. And so this project is essentially solely that. We're trying to collect a database of speech from around 750 children around Australia that would be sufficient to develop those algorithms. These algorithms can then be used in all sorts of applications. So, for example, reading tutors or automatic speech therapy tools.
Yeah, absolutely. And the fact that you mentioned speech therapy there is also an interesting point, because speech recognition can play a really important role in speech therapy as well. What other examples are there of how this database is going to benefit kids?
So as I talked about reading tutors, for example, I mean, anybody who knows somebody who's gone to primary school or children, they'll be familiar with the concept of readers. So children have to bring home readers, which parents have to listen to and tell them whether they're on the right track. Sometimes that can be a bit of a chore. I don't know, we're all time poor. And so if you had an automated tutor, reading tutor, the child could read to the tutor and could help develop the child reading skills. And so instead of just being dependent on the parent, you could add in technology and maybe help the child learn to read faster. Same thing applies with speech therapy, second language learning as well too. We have a huge group of children who want to learn other languages as well. This could also help there. The same concept as, you know, having technology listen to what they say and correct them. And we have non-English speaking children trying to learn English as well too. Same thing there.
Absolutely. I can imagine a lot of people listening would really like to see this type of technology come forward, especially after doing a bit of homeschooling lately. How can listeners get involved if they want their kids to participate in this research project?
Well, we have a website, auskidtalk.edu.au. If they are interested, and we'd love the more the better, they can just sign up and give us their details, and we'll call them back and schedule an appointment for them to bring their child in and record their speech. So we have a set of interactive, you know, game-based activities that the child will participate in, and we'll record whatever they say while they play those games.
Definitely sounds like it's a bit of fun as well. Thank you so much, Bina, for joining us and talking about this.
Thank you very much, Marlene, for having me.